Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, our 97.5 Listener Appreciation Party is coming up. It's August 28th, and it's at St. Arnold Brewing Beer Hall. We did it there last year. It was fun. It was fun. Was it last year or the year before we did it there? It was when Paul brought out Smoking Hot Girl.
Yeah, that's the story from that.
Well, listen, it was not that I thought she was a hooker. I thought there's no way Paul could have her there without paying her. That's all.
And you think expressing that to the woman was a good idea?
It wasn't an insult to her. It was an insult to Paul.
No, that's probably not how it was taken.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me set up a scenario.
Are you a paid
you,
whore?
I did not say that.
Despite your best intentions, let me set up a scenario for you, John. Insert any woman in your life that you care about. I'm not going to name a name. You just think of one.
Okay.
And she's dating someone that she likes, and mm-hmm. she's brought to a company party. And you're there, but you're not going to say the thing that you said to Paul's girl because you wouldn't say that to someone you care about. And someone walks up and goes, "Man, I thought you were a giant loser. It feels like you must be paying her." How do you think the woman in your life would have felt?
No, I think they would appreciate it. They would appreciate
it. What kind of loser am I?
What are you doing with? Listen, you're too hot for him. He must be paying you. Yes.
The must be paying
Frankie would like that.
The must be paying part feels superfluous.
You could have just said, you're too good for him.
Yeah,
there's
you
no way he should be with you.
Oh, Paul, you outkicked your coverage.
Something like that.
How you're supposed to handle that, not like, did he have to pay you? Are you a paid streetwalker?
I didn't say that.
Ma'am, do you have a date after this?
I did not say that.
Does Paul have to re-up? Does Paul have to re-up at the end of the hour?
No. I said none of that.
What's your rate, ma'am?
None of that.
My buddy's got an engagement next Friday he needs to go to.
I'm just saying, okay.
Have you ever seen the movie?
There's no way that they're
Pretty Woman?
Okay. One of these things is not like the other. That's all.
You're like Pretty Woman, only he's not
Richard Gere.
He's Paul.
Man, Paul, this night must have set you back.
It's not what I said, any of those things. Anyway, we got a spot to give away. If you want me to insult your date, 713-780-3776, caller number 4 is going to win a spot right now to our listener appreciation party.
We're telling you, if you just listen to that segment, you might not want to go.
713.
Or at least not bring a date.
713-780-3776. Oh, then you'll catch it too. You can't not have a date. You're so ugly, you can't get a date.
Here's the thing. You guys actually don't have to talk to John. There are enough people there where he won't see you.
I told my wife when the date was, she goes, "Oh, because I want to make sure and tell my friends and tell," because the wife's like, "Oh, we had a lot of fun last year." I said, "Yeah, it's a great." She said, "Where is it this year?" It's the same spot. And she was like, "That's a perfect spot." It is a perfect spot. We've got our own spot right there at St. Arnold. Our own place, and where there's food there, there's drinks there. It's a really good time.
Yeah. Yep. It's a great time. It's a fun time. So caller number 4 is going to be at our listener appreciation party. So there you go. And you could get insulted too. You don't know.
Oh no, you never know.
Mm-mm. You just never know. Okay. Because I'll have a few pops.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll and a microphone, and then stuff happens that you just can't. You just never know. All right, 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on the Astros. You have any thoughts on your Texans? Let's go. We want you in. Come on. 713-780-3776.
If you're at the open practice, I want to get your thoughts at the open practice from Texans. What did you see, and what were your thoughts on what you saw? Because I'm sure some of the listeners were at the open practice. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a party in the parking lot. They've got – every year it's the same way, but, I mean, they've got a bunch going on in the parking lot. It's the Texans do a really good job now at the open practices.
Yeah, no, it's a big party, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good time. It is. Yeah. It is. All the open practices.
And then they'll go over to the tent afterwards, and they come over, and a lot of guys come over, and they sign autographs and whatnot. That's fun. That's good stuff. The Texans do a really nice job. It'll be different now when at Toro Town. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, a lot of people I'm not going to that.
So did you hear? So I met Mike Thoman, the guy who is the team president. Really, I got to say, I like that guy. He's in charge. Mm. They brought him over. Do you know that he did deals for Barcelona? Like, he's done stadium deals for major, major organizations around the world. And they brought this guy in to handle, obviously, to start with, Toro District, to start with. But right now, I guess there's a little bit of a, this is not a done deal over there with Toro District. There's something going on with, they've got to pass some kind of vote, and it's not officially a done deal yet. So they're trying to get that done. But he told us, it was like me and Sean and I, two or three people, and he said, did you know that the Rice Box locations, it's a restaurant, started off as a pop-up, and then they've got locations off of there's one off of Shepherd. There's one off of 59. Good Chinese restaurant that he said that concept was done based on the movie Big Trouble in Little China. And I just thought, well, that's an interesting tidbit. I don't know how the hell he got that, but that's an interesting tidbit because it is almost like a futuristic-looking restaurant the way it's done. But he strikes me as look like he could have worked for the football side. If you saw him, you'd like him. He's a guy that looks like he could have easily fit in with – I didn't know who he was. I thought, I don't know, might be on the scouting side, might be on the – I didn't know who he was until I was told who he was, and I said, oh, he looks more football than he looks like team president.
Yeah, Jamie Roots didn't look football.
No, he looked like no. – well, most team presidents look more business. Now, this guy, to be fair, was in shorts – and a long-sleeve Texans, like, practice shirt. So he was also dressed like that. He wasn't dressed in a suit or anything mm-hmm. like that.
Well,
but he didn't look out of place.
Yeah, well, it was 1,000 degrees, so I'm pretty sure he's not going to be out there in a suit at practice. Yeah, no, that's just smart.
And I did meet the new, Chaplinski, the quarterback coach. Met him, and then Matt Burke has slimmed down, the defensive coordinator. I was just asking him a little bit about what his little routine was. He just said he did a lot of hiking in Wyoming, the Grand Tetons, and that he's just cut some things out, and then he lifts. He's with the trainer, the Texans trainer, lifting 5 days a week. So our defense coordinator right now, if he and D'Amico get into it a little bit at some point in the meeting room, it could end up being a pretty good fight. Yeah. It could end up lasting a little while.
He ain't going to take D'Amico on.
D'Amico's still a huge favorite, but I'm just telling you, Burke right now looks like he's in shape to get through a five-minute scrap, and that's a long scrap, friends.
Mm-hmm. No. That absolutely is a long scrap. 713-780-3776 to get in with us here on ESPN. Oh, you know another thing I learned this weekend, that Drew Aller is really looking good in practice. So you guys better watch out. You better watch yourself. Okay?
Drew Aller, we better watch ourselves?
Yeah, you guys, because both of you, I heard you talking, you know, sassing Drew Aller during the whole draft process. Watch out. He's looking great at practice.
Yeah,
I'll
keep an eye out for that. Keep me posted on Drew Aller. Me posted on his preseason.
Can't trust Dell on anything right now.
Yeah, you know.
The way Drake May has played.
Yeah, look how Drake May played when it mattered most. Completely wrong on him. Clearly I was.
Got his team to the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's
no,
all.
Yeah, he did. Watching those playoffs, he's the guy who got them there. Not a snowstorm, not a broken ankle for Bo Nix, not
well,
CJ Stroud.
CJ helped get him.
Yeah, let's be clear. He got him to the Super Bowl, please. And then what happened when he got there? Yeah, Drew Allen, I'm sure he looks great when there's nothing at stake in practice.
Yeah. No. But at least it wasn't against air. I saw him throw a pass against the defense, and he threw it for a touchdown. So,
well, good.
Yeah.
Great for Drew Allen.
Yeah, that's right.
Too bad he wasn't better at Penn State.
No, he was bad at Penn State.
Perhaps James Franklin wouldn't have got fired.
Maybe not. Maybe not if he was better. If he was any better, he might not have. Hey, so there was a guy this weekend who says he might be back this season. We will have that sound on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Could he return? That's the question when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Love it, man. 25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, sir. I got stuck get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser. Yes, sir.
Got stuck get paid. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Carlos Correa, been at the stadium a lot lately. We've seen him in the dugout. But he met the media this weekend. And what now? Carlos Correa messed up his ankle badly in the cages when he was just working out, and it messed it up his ankle real bad. Thought, that's it for the season. Maybe not. Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast, my friend.
Here is Carlos Correa talking about maybe coming back.
In a really good spot. I don't feel it. We've been progressing into running and sprinting, and everything feels great.
Are you at all surprised at how fast you're progressing?
Well, as soon as I got hurt, I got on this protocol, and I started looking for all the information I could into how to speed up the process and the things that I needed to eat and, you know, how I needed to sleep and the type of treatment that I needed, and we've been doing a great job with that, so we're in a good spot.
How does the team being in first place now, I mean, sort of impact maybe your timeline, and you got a chance, you know, maybe things go well today?
The way we've been playing lately definitely motivates me even more to go out there, put in the work to try to make it back, so you know, we'll take it day by day.
What kind of are you able to do right now? You're running.
I'm doing everything but hitting, and I got an appointment on Tuesday, so with the doctor, so hopefully I get cleared to do that.
An appointment with the hitting doctor?
No, a doctor.
I'm doing everything but hitting, but I got an appointment with the hitting doctor.
No, he won't let him hit yet.
I like that.
The doctor has to clear him to hit.
I like that next to last question. How has the Astros' record and how they're playing affected your time? Basically, like, you just all of a sudden getting better because the Astros are getting good? You want to go to the playoffs? And what this mm-hmm. is, would you be better? Would that ankle be better if
you
they
said
were
it's
losing?
Extra motivation? Yeah.
Yeah. Would that ankle have still been better if they were losing? Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell's no. Let the
well,
Astros be
why
losing.
Come, for who? For what?
For who exactly? You
well,
know
no,
what?
We're it's winning. Absolutely you should.
We're winning. You know what? I may push the accelerator a
well,
little bit.
Right.
Now.
Why would you push it?
Man,
when
let me
you...
read up on some stuff.
You wouldn't push it if it's a team under 500.
You're like, man, I just need to make sure my ankle gets right.
Right.
Carlos, the winning, the challenging now for a playoff spot, has that had a positive impact on your recovery? I felt like that's what he was saying. Your quote-unquote recovery time frame? Yeah. Why am I going to come back for a sub-500 team? I'm not.
For what? For who?
For who? Right. For what?
Yeah.
Anybody trying to play for a team?
While you're making jokes, I would like to know what particular nutritional plan helps his ankle heal. Because you heard him say, I start to think about what I got to eat to get back. Is there something you can eat to help your ankle heal faster?
Greens. Mustard greens, turnip greens.
Mustard greens.
Greens.
You got to eat right.
All greens.
But what? How? I would like to know because, you know, some things need surgery. Like your ACL, that needs a surgery. I've never heard of a player go, I had to cut out mushrooms or chicken, whatever it is, so my ACL can heal faster. I actually like to know, what does a doctor say to eat when you're trying to recover from your ankle?
More fibrous food.
Okay.
Greens, fibrous food, quinoa, superfoods, you know, blueberries, things like that. I have to imagine.
A magical grain? There. Like yeah. Quinoa?
Quinoa, the magical grain. Likes to get stuck in your teeth. There's at Costco, he could get they got a nut butter, which has like 7 different grains in it, nuts, which, you know, probably expedites the healing process, I would imagine, because it's got superfoods. And superfoods, one of the things they do is heal your joints faster, I'd have to imagine.
Yeah.
So
no, there's foods like that are positive foods for you to heal better. Yes. Sure. Del, stop questioning
what do you
Carlos.
Mean? I asked what it was. Why are you someone who doesn't have any curiosity? The man said he has to eat differently for his ankle to heal faster. I'd like to know what the food is.
I don't want to know what it is.
Queso?
Let Carlos eat
you
healthy.
Said queso?
I don't give a crap about health.
Could be queso.
You think it's queso?
Queso. I've had injuries and I've had queso and I've come back.
Mm.
I've had injuries. I've had queso.
Is it homemade queso?
No, it's not. No. I prefer to let others do it. I can make the homemade. It's not like I haven't done it, but that one gets too. You got to add a lot of chicken stock in that to keep that thinner, or it gets too clumpy and hard too quickly, or keep it on heat. So, no, restaurant queso, or there's a really good one you can get from HEB. That one too, and it can heal joints. It can heal people.
I hope we find out it's cinnamon rolls.
I'm not sure it's great for heart health, but it heals other things.
Yeah, I've been really packing in the cinnamon rolls, and my ankle's been healing at an unnatural rate.
My ankle feels much better.
I've noticed that I went to Cinnaholic, and I got a frosted Oreos cookies and cream cinnamon roll, and I feel better. I don't know if they're tied together, but I'm going to keep this up and see how it goes, because I got a feeling maybe something in that frosting helped my ankle.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just got to kind of pay attention to what you're eating and how you're feeling. Like, huh, yesterday I had three tequila shots, and I actually, my ankle's feeling better today.
That feels
maybe
probably
it's
feels
the tequila.
Better.
Yeah. And I will say, if you have enough tequila, you will feel better at that time. Like, you won't feel your injuries as much.
I feel like Coors Light could help your ankle.
Yeah, you got to go a little, it takes a little longer to get there.
Yeah.
Taking 4 or 5 shots doesn't take long. Drinking, you know, 14 Coors Lights takes a little longer.
Right, however
many you drink, I don't know, or whatever it is. You know, so you just say, you're doing a good job, John. You pat him on the back and say, you know, go serve yourself Coors Lights or whatever it is that y'all like to serve.
Fuzzy Zeller is in the bar.
Fuzzy?
Fuzzy Zeller telling John, go serve your, you know, Coors Light or Coors Banquet beer or whatever it is in the hell you guys serve.
We've been talking about people coming back. Clowney, Correa, Pochettino
baby.
Is officially back with the USMNT through 2030.
I told you I'm going to make you special. Pochettino has a U.S. ready to do special things.
He's Argentinian.
Yes, we talk like this. We're very similar to the Italians.
They are. They are now. They are very similar. There's a reason.
I'm glad
there's a lot
he's
of Italian
back.
Names there.
Is he having to take a pay cut, or is he still getting $6 million?
That seems unlikely. I don't think a pay cut is like
a mid-level college football coach.
I don't know. If he was getting $6 million last time, I think he probably gets a raise.
I give him 4.5.
I don't think that would have gotten it done. He's probably in the 7.5 to 8 range
what?
Now.
What? How are we getting $7.5 million for that slot? You're raising prices?
I don't think it may not be that high, but I don't think he's taking a cut or being paid the same.
Nah, fam, we're coming in at 4.5.
No chance.
I wonder if Saban could coach soccer.
What?
Nick Saban.
I can't wait for him to talk to Malik Tillman about rat poison.
Uh-huh.
And Malik.
Hey, run your ass out. Run your ass every single time to the corner and stall it there. I don't see any more of these lazy passes. Like, Saban would have that team ready to play.
Oh, yeah. They'd be ready to play.
Saban would have them ready to play. They may not be good, but they'd be ready to play.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you think you wouldn't get pulled in the first half? You don't think you'd see this, where they're raising the board up and they're subbing someone out in the 33rd minute because you couldn't get your ass down the field and on defense? No. I guarantee you Ream would have been pulled out the 31st minute. Saban would have seen something he didn't like. Bang. Someone else in there. Ream.
I'm pretty sure Pochettino's a tough one. He feels like he's probably pretty tough, too, on his guys.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, I would imagine. He's a pretty good coach. I would imagine he's got he's
I mean,
a
the results weren't great in that last one.
When
I don't
we
count the turkey a game. I don't count that.
When we come back, we got sound from the Texans. We got to play. We will do that. This team has got CJ's back, and to a man, and D'Amico, he's liking what he's seeing out of Kalen Rutledge. So we'll talk about that on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, though, Lance, how about you talk a little M&J?
M&J Electrical Supply. So the other day, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a contractor. And he uses M&J. I just asked him out of the blue. I said, hey, do you know about M&J? He's been around for 3 decades. I do some spots for him. He goes like, yeah. And we bought equipment for them whenever we've had to do big. And he does work on houses. He does work on apartment complexes, bigger buildings. He said, yeah, that's one of the places you go when you need to get all that big equipment for new electrical. But so when you need new electrical supplies, and I'm talking circuit breakers, transformers, disconnects, panels, switch gear, much, much more, they're going to have all the new equipment for you, right? And they've got everything lined up. You don't have that long lead time. They also have refurbished equipment, which comes with a 1-year warranty, and that is going to save you a lot of cost as well. Can really end up adding to your profit level, and that's something that's available as well, refurbished or brand new equipment. So make sure that M&J Electrical Supply, if you are an electrical contractor, general contractor, maintenance engineer, make sure you've got you're ready to give them a phone call at 713-699-5055. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. They ship equipment across the United States. So not only are they great right here in the city of Houston, but also across the country, they've got you covered. And they can remove your old electrical and give you good money for it instead of you getting scrap prices. Once again, call today, 713-699-5055, located at Stubner Airline near I-45 North and West Little York. It's my good friends over at M&J Electrical Supply.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey, guys, call in for your Astros talk. I mean, look, this is what it is, man. They're playing their best baseball right now into July or early August. And they got a chance to run away with the division, and it may feel like, come on, this division's been... They're 2.5 games up on the Rangers now. I mean, they're in second place. If the Astros keep getting on a little bit of a run, none of these teams have shown any ability to. This is the first time a team's actually made a run in the division. You get a 4-game lead, I'm not sure anyone comes back. These other teams are playing terribly, and no one's going to add to their team from other than maybe the Astros add a relatively, you know, inconsequential left-handed bat. That's if Jim Crane lets Dana do anything, which I don't have. There was a report that came out that Dana wanted to add a left. He had a deal for a left-handed bat from the Twins and was going to give up Brian Abreu, and Jim Crane nixed it. Jim Crane, man, nixed it because he said, I know Brian Abreu is a free agent, but when we talked last about dealing Brian Abreu, that's when he wasn't pitching well. This just in, Brian Abreu right now is pitching really well. So maybe Jim Crane, because the report came out August 1st, and Brian Abreu has been pitching quite well. I was looking at his stats the other day, or his splits. You know, this is actually a little bit longer. You mentioned it the other day, John. He's down to a 4.54 ERA, which is no small task compared, you know, where he was. But from a split standpoint, in the month of July, I mean, he had a 1.64 ERA in 10 appearances.
Yeah.
11 hits, six. In the month of June, it was a 4.15. I mean, this month so far, he's, I mean, it's just an inning and two-thirds, but three strikeouts, one walk. You know, what that was really impressive is he's back to, he's really limited his walks. If you look at his April, 13 strikeouts, 11 walks. His May, 7 strikeouts, 7 walks. Then June got a little better, 11 strikeouts, 3 walks. Now in the last, since July 1st, he's got 17 strikeouts, 4 walks. They figured something out. They figured something out with him. And he's, during that same time frame, he's thrown 12 and two-thirds innings, given up 6 hits and 2 earned runs, including one home run. His batting average against right now is about 225, 230 since July 1st. I think Jim Crane probably said, hey, in his last 30 days, his ERA is an 84. Jim Crane probably said, yeah, I know we had talked about this, but I got to put the brakes on anything involving Brian Abreu right now.
Yeah, no, I can certainly see that. Where
I could see Abreu actually coming back as an Astro too, by the way. He's the type of guy that the Astros actually could re-sign. It'd be pretty expensive, though, to have Hader and Abreu on your squad. Like, that's a lot. Going to be a lot of money for those two guys.
Yeah. You've got a lot of decisions with your bullpen. Okert is going to be a free agent after this year. Abreu's a free agent after this year. I mean, you got a lot of guys. Well, Sousa's in the first-year arbitration guy. There's going to be some difficult bullpen decisions to be made after this year. That's for sure. So that's a problem. 713-780-3776. We said we would talk about the Texans, and they're having. I saw a few guys now. We got Nico Sound here. Bullock said the same thing. I don't know why Bullock is getting asked about. Well, actually, you know, Bullock says, hey, we get done with practice in the locker room. CJ asks me, you know, what did you see? What are we doing? You know, and I'll come up to him and he'll tell me, you know, what we're seeing and what we're doing. So there's a lot of good communication going on between the quarterback. And they all, to a man, I don't know that they have to say this, but they all are. CJ's our guy. He's our leader. He's the guy that we believe in. Here is Nico Collins. This is pretty much what all of the guys have been saying for the past week during camp.
Yeah, man, he poised, man, and he a leader for sure. He a leader on this team, and we all know that. He know we got his back 100% of the way, and I can't wait to see him rock out this year, man. I can't wait. You know, and, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be exciting for the entire team. You know, he got all the tools in the world. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? And I can't wait to see my dog rock out. Can't wait to see it.
Mm. Yeah, we all can't wait to see it. We want to see the dog rock out. That's for sure.
I'm looking for his dog to rock out.
We want your dog to rock out in a big way.
Yeah,
I have nothing but love for CJ playing well this year, playing great.
Well, yeah, I think we'd all love that.
Yeah, I mean,
CJ playing great is something that all
they
want to
be right about it or whatever. That some people can't stand him after the postseason last year. I could see that. You know.
Well, he sucked in the postseason. Look, it's okay. Here's what's accurate. CJ was terrible in the postseason. CJ lost the aura. CJ lost his confidence. That's all accurate. That can be accurate, and you still want him to perform well. He's our quarterback. So now we want him to get the confidence back, get the aura back, get the, you know, I think a big part of that is running the football, putting less on his shoulders. That's fine. The whole contract talk, I mean, I can wait. That can wait. But there is an unusually high amount of contract conversation surrounding C.J. Stroud.
Well, anytime the quarterback is coming up, it's that you know.
No. I mean, conversation in the media that C.J. that Nick and the Texans continue to talk to David Mulgeta about this, that there have been some positive conversations. It's like,
I don't see how.
Mulgeta's not taking anything that doesn't have a 5 to start with. Yeah. The first number of the average annual is going to start with a 5. It's mm-hmm. going to start with at least $50 million. And maybe the Texans think, you know what? It's headed there anyway. Let's do this deal. Make it a 3-year guaranteed deal. We'll tack it on. That would make that would mean we have CJ for 5 years now. Would David Mulgeta take 3 years guaranteed money?
Probably not.
I mean, would you take a $350 million guaranteed deal? It sets CJ up for the rest of his life, his family, his grandchildren, everything. But this isn't baseball or basketball where you go rushing back for another contract. This
I don't
is...
know, because as a quarterback, you want to be up as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, you know? No, in theory you do. Yeah. Right now, CJ's not playing like a guy that wants to have a lot of decisions made by teams.
Right.
Like, he's getting a lot of benefit of the doubt, but I'd rather, if I'm Mulgeta, I'd rather get 5 years fully guaranteed on a 6 year.
Well, I want to know... I want to know that you can put together an offensive line, because if I sign a 3 year deal and I'm going to suck because we've had a crap offensive line for the last couple of years that I've been here. You know, if I'm the other side, TJ side, I'm like, are we sure? We sure about this?
And
because
because
we haven't put this together yet. It's not. I'm not sure that this is the place that they know how to do this whole offensive line thing. That's legitimate. Not only has CJ not been good, but, you know, Nick Caserio has not been good putting together an offensive line. That's been his one downfall so far. And it's kind of a big deal to a quarterback. It's kind of important to his success. So,
well, not only that, I get the feeling CJ also, behind the scenes, not going to do this publicly, nor should he. I would advise against it. There also, John, might be some of him wanting to see how, you know, he and Nick Caley click in year two.
Mm-hmm.
I think CJ has a lot of opinions on the guys who are his play callers and his coaches. I know he had some opinions at Ohio State. He had some with Bobby Slowick. He has some now. That's just kind of how he is. And I mean, I just cannot stress, this is such an enormous year for this organization. You either rocket ship upwards, or it could turn into a Texans, or, I mean, a Rockets thing where you realize, maybe we're further away than we thought.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the it's going to be one or the other. I got my money on the rocket ship, but you know, a lot of that depends on 7. But I think 7's going to be okay. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready to do all this stuff where, man, this revenge tour that CJ's got. Okay. Let's just let him get back and get his confidence back.
Yeah. No, I agree. Agreed. I think both sides are in a wait and see mode.
Who's both sides? What do you mean?
The CJ and, you know, we got to be better.
Oh, the Texans should be. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Texans are. Well, let's see. Let's wait and see. And so should CJ.
Let me ask you something though. Realistically, yes, that makes perfect sense. However, if you're the Texans and you're leaning towards the fact that, yeah, probably we're going to end up with CJ because the alternative is going to be we have to start all over at quarterback, and we're probably going to be drafting in the 20s because our defense, even if our offense isn't good, we're still going to win some games. You know, worst case scenario, we're drafting 15th, 16th. That's typically not where you get the best quarterbacks. It's harder to find them there. The Texans could also just be saying, you know what, we're probably, if I had to put a percentage of this, we're 70% going to give CJ money at some point for a second contract. Why don't we do it now before all these rates go up higher? They could look at that as this just could end up saving us $7 to $8 million a year.
Yeah, it could. You wait another year, guess what? It goes up.
And I'd probably be in favor of doing a three-year extension. I don't know if Mulgeta would like doing that, but if you do 3 years on top of what's left, that means you have CJ for 5 years. That feels like a long window.
Good. That, I mean, you know, that's another thing.
I'm not trying to give him a Vlad Guerrero deal.
Right, right. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. So, by the way, we haven't even mentioned Mario Edwards being back as well.
Yeah.
Mario Edwards, a defensive tackle back. The Texans have re-signed him along with Jadeveon Clowney. So we got that going on. We'll probably hear from Jadeveon at practice today.
Did you see they're also bringing back Kareem Jackson?
I did not see that.
And Dominic Williams is coming back as well at running back.
I didn't see those two. I think you're making that up, and I think you don't want to be confusing listeners.
Got to bring in a lot of guys. D-Hop is supposed to be coming into camp sometime today.
And
did you see what D-Hop's doing right now?
Andre Johnson says he might make a comeback.
I saw DeAndre Hopkins doing a Sean the Food Sheep, who's a food influencer here. Sean Singh, he did a interview with DeAndre Hopkins about his favorite, you know, like places in Houston to eat, things like that. I've been seeing a lot of DeAndre Hopkins lately on social media, and I'm like, wow, he's, you know, he's very active. And I think, you know, I thought he was back here in Houston for a little while. I just saw where he was hired as an assistant coach at Georgia Tech, wide receivers coach.
Really?
I never would have put him on college football coach.
That is weird. That's wild. That's wacky. 713-780-3776. Come hang with us here on ESPN 97.5.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Texans add Jadeveon Clowney. A lot of people really excited about that. Really excited. We'll see. It's nice to have, you know what? I mean, this is the best. There's no better edge in the NFL than because of Clowney? I mean, they were really, really good before he got here.
Yeah, I know.
So, now, it does give you... Derek Barnett, there were a lot of early downs that he was in there, and you know, he did a nice job. Jadeveon on early downs, I could certainly see him playing first and then bringing Will in for second, third. It's same with Daniil. You know, you could play Clowney on first down because he's a good run stopper, so... This is going to be, I mean, it's a nice addition, don't get me wrong, but holy crap, I'm saying, this is it. This is the, by far the best defense now. Okay. All right. Okay. D'Amico, he likes a tough guy, and this is one of the reasons that they drafted Rutledge. And, you know, I just don't feel like there's any way that Jake Andrews beats him out. I just don't feel like you're going to have this guy sitting on the bench. I just don't see it. We'll see what happens when the season starts. Maybe I'm wrong, but they all, to a man, and it's not only him. We have seen other guys talk. We saw, I mean, apparently he drove Azeez Al-Shaair to the dirt, and Al-Shaair got up all excited because they got that kind of attitude on the offensive line now. Not that he was pissed off about getting driven to the dirt. He was excited because you got a guy on that on the offensive line who is going to play, is that kind of physicality.
Yeah.
And D'Amico was asked about him, and here's what, before he was asked about him, he didn't even mention his name. Here's what he has to say now about Rutledge.
Keelan is a swarm player, man. I love it. Like, I love to see an O-lineman and pushing guys downfield, still fighting to make sure he finishes. I love his mindset. I mean, that's what it should be. He cares a lot. You guys see it standing to the side. We see it. I watch it all the time, try to highlight him, you know, in our team meetings because that's what we're looking for. When you have that type of mindset at O-line, it's a problem for defenders because you're just a pest and you can't get rid of guys. And that's what he is. He's a nuisance for the defense, and that's what he's going to be for us, and I love every bit of it.
That's high praise for a rookie now, five practices in.
What'd you say, Dell? Were you screaming at us about?
Oh, I asked, is he good?
Yeah, he's good. He's swarm. You heard him.
What are you talking about?
No, I hear a lot of...
There's so much excitement surrounding
the Texans.
I
hear a lot about the Rutledge thing, like it's high school, and you know he drives people into the ground. He's tough, physical.
Wears boots.
All those things.
He doesn't. Has a big dog. I don't even... Yeah, he drives a truck. Drives I don't think truck. He has a suit.
That's cool.
Yeah. That is a suit.
He wears jeans and T-shirts.
I would just simply ask, hey, D'Amico, excuse me, muckraker here. Yeah.
Yellow journalism is what they call it.
Sure. If the Buffalo Bills are in town next Sunday, will he start? That's what I would ask.
Yeah.
Okay. If he said yes, then I'd feel great.
Yeah, but that's what he'd say.
I'm a little tired of how tough and physical he is. Is he good?
He's swarm.
Oh, cool. Is he good?
He just told you that.
Wait, no.
That's
you
the
see,
guy who built this defense.
I'm waiting for D'Amico to tell me he's good. And when he tells me that, I'll feel good.
Well, I don't know. Semantics. When the coaches are six. Okay, under over pancakes this year for Rutledge.
36.
48 or more.
Okay.
The under over is 48.
Those are high numbers.
That's all right.
Some would say potentially record-breaking numbers.
Well, you think 48 pancakes would be a record?
48 feels really high.
Especially with defensive tackles, because yeah, he's playing center.
You're pancaking 318, 325-pound guys, yeah. Be tough, mm-hmm. But I mean, that's why I went lower than you. I only went in the 30s.
Mm-hmm. How many you got, Del?
He'll be the starter. He's not going to be an all-pro this year. Like, he's going to make some mistakes.
Says you.
I said good player.
Watching his tape, I mean, you love the stuff he does. No one ever talks about, other than me, the stuff that he's got holes in his game that have to be fixed.
What?
Yeah, believe
that's
it or not, he
swarm player.
Plays a little too far. Well, it's attitude. Swarm is his attitude, his mentality.
What did you learn this week on the show? Lance is a hater.
Wow.
Yeah, huh? I already learned that.
I just had him with 30-some odd
holes. Holes.
You said he's got holes in his game?
Yeah, there's no prospect is perfect. He's got to get coached up by Cole Popovich.
Well,
Cole Popovich has got to fix him.
And
he needs to be fixed.
Although Brent Key, an O-line coach, was his head coach.
That's true.
Which I do like that, coming from Georgia Tech.
I can't just
wait. And I was already on the show telling you how much Ed Ingram said Cole Popovich was a dude.
Can't wait for
a dude.
This is a transition into he's great with his hands, really understands the scheme. Love him out there. I get it. He's tough. I got it. Got it. It's what you want. Got it.
Hey, there's a new website. I'm just telling you guys, I'm not getting paid for this or anything. They just sent me a message. I'm looking through it. It's really good. It's called the2deep.com. Go check it out. You guys are big football people. Dell, I'm looking at their college. I'm curious if you look at Miami's, because they also keep portal stuff in here as well. I'm kind of curious to see if this is how accurate this is. But it's a pretty cool website. It's got NFL and college football 2deep. So with fantasy football coming up, you might want to check it out. But they've got portal information. I'm looking at, I don't know. This looks pretty cool. It's hard to find. I'll take a look at the Texans 2deep and see if they're right on it or not. They have, for example, they have Keelan Rutledge right now as a starter, which is not accurate.
Not from practice,
The expectations,
but
yes.
But they're just being smart.
And they've got Jalen Knoll. But I don't know if him being in red means something. That may mean that he's out. That better mean that he's out.
He's hurt. He's got, he's on the.
And you can't put Tank Dell, although they got Tank Dell in there.
Non-football related.
He hurt his finger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think this is a first. Not Lance doing what he's doing right now, but Tom on a mobile.
Wait, they got British Brooks as the number two running back.
Perhaps not.
Of Woody Marks.
Perhaps don't trust that that publication. Stuff. Tom on a mobile. Has he ever called in? During a non
outside of what did you learn?
Yeah, because he's on hold now.
Oh, Tom on a mobile.
Let's get the Tom before we go to break.
Let's get Tom in here. Tom on a mobile. What's up, Tom on a mobile?
This is actually Deshaun Watson on a mobile. And I had a question about Carlos's recovery. Do you think it helped me in my recovery? Lance, you brought up nut butter. I feel like that helped me out a lot in my recovery. Multiple visits to get nut butter rubbed on my injuries. I feel like that helped. I didn't know if you could maybe expand on the healing powers of nut butter.
I've told you already that Cal listens to the show. I'm a big Cal guy. He does the H. He also is a pit master of sorts. We're not going to. I work in a league that employs Deshaun Watson. We shouldn't be talking about nut butter with that former Texans great, Deshaun Watson.
Great.
Who also brought us 3 first-round picks.
He did, and currently in Cleveland, he is stinking it up on the practice field.
He is. It's more of the same.
He said he's open, though, to re-signing with Cleveland after this.
Oh, I
is
bet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is he open to a position change?
Oof, what can he play? He's a little older. You think he can play receiver?
Receiver.
Six interceptions in 4 days of practice for DeSean.
Six.
That's six.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
They do have a good defense.
Well, and they know what's coming. That good?
It's not great.
Without Myles Garrett?
I mean, CJ threw like that four.
That's not good either.
I ignore it. I put it aside. I ignore my childish
four
ways.
Four in the Patriots game and four in practice.
How many of those go on your permanent
Both?
Record? How many of those go into your stats?
None.
Training camp interceptions.
None.
No, it doesn't go into your stats, but if you're trying to win a job,
I did see,
it's not
though,
great.
I did
Don't
see.
Don't we play Cleveland this year? Yeah.
Yeah. I did see the Shador not, train has picked up a lot of steam over the weekend.
Well, we need DeSean on the field.
DeSean is not good, so they're looking for hope in other spots.
Man, they
like
got
Taylen
Shador.
Green, even.
They've got a hero in Shador. So, there. I mean, but he is open, he said, to re-signing with Cleveland. So,
who did someone ask him about that?
Yeah, would you come? Yes, I'll come
That's,
back.
Isn't that the last thing the Cleveland Browns want as part of a discussion? Hey, the thought of bringing DeSean Watson back. Like,
if he has a big year, Dell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You expect that?
That's right. I do.
When's the last time a Browns quarterback has had a big year?
Brian Sipe.
Ooh.
Derek Anderson in 2003 or something?
No. RG3 was rookie of the year.
He played for the Commanders. See, what's wrong with you?
DeSean Watson? I mean,
nope. Baker had a half a year, right?
Baker actually.
Kozar took him.
No, Baker's second year, I think, was pretty good.
Was good. It actually was good.
I mean, you know, for Cleveland.
Yep.
Let's not go too crazy. It was good for Cleveland. It was fine.
It was pretty good. 26-8 rating of nearly 96. That's not bad.
No. Yeah. The stuff on Baker gets kind of rewritten. People in Cleveland will tell you everything fell apart when they added OBJ.
Well, it's falling apart right now in Tampa because
they disrespected him.
They disrespected his money. And they're basically saying, we're not going to give you stupid money, dummy. We know who you are. We're giving you money you deserve.
Shut up, you stupid ass. Shut up, you dummy.
They're basically
that what Jason
saying,
Light said to
we
Baker?
Know how, Jason Light saying, we know how much you should make. Why would we pay you top-tier money?
Because you keep telling me I'm a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, for an average franchise. That's what we meant.
We win Super Bowls here. What do you mean average?
Yeah, but you're, they did with Tom and they did with
a couple.
Brad.
They got a couple.
Tom and Brad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. They got more than we. We've never even been to one.
No. Nope.
In the time that they win in 01 or 02? They won in 02, right? So in the time that the Texans have been in business, they've already won two Super Bowls. The Bucks. We've never been to an AFC championship game.
No, we know that. Thanks for the update.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Why is saying like 25 years of not even being in the AFC?
You've been fairly negative in this segment.
Yeah, you've been.
Is there anyone
hater.
Else?
You said Rutledge has holes in his game?
Yeah.
Well, he's got
And then you brought up that the Texans have never made a Super Bowl.
Yeah, thank you.
I
thought Cal listens to this show.
You've been negative.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll never work for 610 again.
I didn't think.
Okay. So there.
What else do you want to bring up about the Texans?
Well, we want to bring
up. I loved everything I saw this weekend.
We want to bring up. It's time to break right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere. We got to talk about a Mexican baseball game on the other side.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.